issues affecting Asia's animals and the stories of the people working on their behalf. We'll be taking you on a tour of what's been happening lately in the animal protection space around Asia, and also bringing you updates from our huge network of animal protection organizations and our many working groups. Welcome to the Asia for Animals podcast.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Focused on Farmed Animals, a series in the AFA podcast where we talk to advocates for farm welfare and diet change all over Asia to hear about their work and perspective. My name is Tang. I am the lead coordinator for the Farm Animal Coalition. In this episode, my colleague Craig caught up with Jeff Cho of Compassion in Wool Farming at our conference in Kuching, Malaysia in October 2023. Check it out.
So I'm here with Jeff Cho from Compassion in Wool Farming, and this interview is being captured here at the Asia for Animals conference in Kuching, Borneo. So you may hear some background noise, which we'll try our best to minimize in the edit. Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization and what you're doing there at Compassion in Wool Farming, where you're based, this kind of thing.
Yeah, thank you, Craig. I'm Jeff Zhou. I'm based in Beijing, China. I'm the China Chief Representative of Compassion in Wool Farming. Compassion in Wool Farming is a British organization on farm animal welfare. And we kind of evolved from the previous animal welfare concern only to a larger picture of the environmental issues. And it was founded in 1967, and we work actively with engagement with the stakeholders in terms of the policy engagement and also positive engagement with the retailers. So now we are very proud to say that we're set to benefit every year about 2.5 billion animals a year. So that's a basic, very simple introduction.
Yeah, amazing. And you've been with us here, not just at the Asia for Animals conference in Kuching, but a few days ago we were at the very first in-person Asia Farm Animal Day in Kuala Lumpur. You held a session there on advocacy in China. Just wondered if you could tell us a little bit about your experience of both in-person events and if you felt that they were important.
Yes. After the pandemic for several years, especially this time at my own personal experience with the people here, I feel it's extremely important for us to get connected and meet in person to share and to cheer for all the work that we have been doing. The two events actually, to me, a little bit different because I both moderated a session and also gave a presentation on the Asia Farm Animal Day event. It seemed a bit intense, but also I feel the agenda there are kind of in a good order in terms of, you know, connecting with each other and in a good shape. Here for Asia for Animals conference, it's more relaxed. It's a more relaxed experience for me, and we hear more kind of parties and organizations sharing from the full perspectives of the all aspects of the related topics and the different parties. So it's a great experience to get in both. And also, I think meeting in person, it brings extra kind of benefits for people to exchange actively and happily. You know, this kind of connection, it can never be replaced by the kind of online experience. So it's really important. Until now, I know everybody kind of tired and exhausted, but still we can feel the spirit in it. And I'm sure that all of us are looking forward to the next meeting already.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that point about exhaustion. You were just talking a moment ago about you've been traveling around doing these events for almost a month now, but you're heading back to Beijing next few days. And then your Compassion World Farming is undertaking a big event, I think, in partnership with FAO. Could you just tell us a little bit more about it?
Yes, definitely. I traveled since last month for a strategic development session in headquarters. And following that was our highly involved session with FAO in Rome. As you know, FAO has organized its 2023 Livestock Sustainable Transition conference in Rome, which was a big event talking about the global food system sustainable transition. And after that, on 28th, actually our China partner, International Cooperation Committee on Animal Welfare, which the other organizations who are working actively in China are partnering with also, including the other few other organizations. We work together on the Beijing Consensus, which is a kind of global structure looking at how well we can promote animal welfare, not only in China, but also around the world by setting up a good example to promote animal welfare better. So we worked together with FAO on 28th by organizing the Beijing Consensus event. And it went on really successfully, joined online by about over 500 people. And the message was well delivered. And after the National Day holiday, I came to join the events. But also, like you mentioned just now, is on the 17th October, we are partnering with the Beijing Institute of Animal Sciences, affiliated to China Academy of Agricultural Sciences, which is the top leading national research institute, and also with the China Biodiversity Conservation and Green Development Association, CBCGDF Foundation, and working on the global agenda for sustainable livestock. It's a conference under the title of MSP, which stands for Multi-Stakeholder Platform. Is our ambition is to discuss about also related to the sustainable livestock transition, or which contribute to the sustainable development of the food system globally. And Compassion has been actively got involved in it by setting up the agenda and inviting up speakers, trying to accommodate all the kind of factors, including animal welfare, including livelihood and economic growth, and food and nutrition security, and also climate change and development of low-carbon livestock farming. We try to integrate all these kind of global discussions and also the national prioritized targets in terms of carbon reduction, and also the global may not be highly talked about this kind of relation between livestock production and animal welfare and the economic growth, these kind of sectors, trying to integrate everything in this package. Of course, this is the first year for us to have the in-person conference. It can be a good example for us to learn. And to learn is firstly to learn the expertise from different parties, and also to learn experience how well we can integrate these factors together to contribute to the Asia as well as the world food system discussion. So this can be a really good try, and I'm very looking forward to the success of it, but definitely I'm experiencing a big pressure of making sure everything can be expressed properly and also can be captured by the attendance and also by the society in a good form. And also after that, quite a lot of things happening, especially after the pandemic. Our partner organization, the Good Food Fund, will have its annual Good Food Summit online on October the 20th, which I will be highly got involved with as well. And also following that will be another event in Shanghai, which is the Cage-Free Summit. So quite a lot of things following, which means to me, it means I'm using quite a lot of, even my weekend time. Well, as a person or individual, or even as one a representative of the groups who have been working so hard on farm animal welfare promotion in China. We just feel that every small achievement worth is our full devotion and contribution.
Absolutely, and we are very grateful for that. It sounds like you've been and will continue to be so busy. We wish you really good luck with the event. I just have one last question. You mentioned there the Good Food Fund. We heard from them in a session that you moderated in Kuala Lumpur. We heard from Xiaobu Vegan based in Shanghai. We are aware, you know, all of these groups, and also you mentioned CBC, GDF there, they are all part of the Asia for Animals network, and we're grateful for that. There are so many opportunities, it seems, for young upcoming advocates to carry out this kind of advocacy in China. And I think you're involved in the International Farm Animal Welfare Fellowship in China as well, right? Could you tell us a little bit about the fellowship for anyone who may listen to the podcast who wants to get involved or is thinking about pursuing advocacy in China?
Yes, definitely. And I think in the last years, we feel the great encouragement from the all parties involvement, like you have listed just now, and especially the young generation, young people getting involved. And in terms of the international fellowship program, actually, it has been set up in China for 3 years. And I felt very encouraged because I was very honored to be invited to be speaking and sharing with them in the last 3 years, first year online. And last year we met in person, had a 5-day workshop session. And this year, obviously, they had a bigger team. I literally have seen the growth of it and felt the impact of it. It's very encouraging to see people from different walks of life and with different expertise. Even, you know, they share their expertise in the team, and also they have the willingness to make changes. And the most important thing is, as an outsider, you can never anticipate what kind of possibility you can find in the individual industries. Well, as an insider, they are inspired to seek ways to promote and include animal welfare in every aspect of life, every aspect they can, to impact their life and the people around them. So it can bring a big impact to get all stakeholders together. And the importance of it also is for different stakeholders, for different parties to share their knowledge and to empower them to deliver better. It's like a multiple impact to the society, to use all voices to speak for animals. I think that's the biggest success of it. And I feel that this can possibly be a good model for other countries to follow and to make a bigger impact in the communities, and also to educate the younger generation, etc. And another point I would like to make is, as you mentioned, for people to think about food system transition and also reduction of meat, which can very well benefit our cause of, campaign on livestock farming, intensive farming, negative impacts, these kind of factors, and also influence people to understand the benefit that looking at the details of the food system challenges will benefit to human beings, to animals, to the planet. As you have been communicating with me all the time on the development of our alternative protein working group under Asia for Animals Coalition, and also, which I forgot to mention, is during these kind of events which happened in the last days, actually I started to build up a few good contacts in different countries, and we have thought about how better we can work together to deliver the message among our national groups, and also gather these information together for a kind of regional discussion on how well we can promote the alternative protein perspective and to make it better for reduction of the livestock production, and also contribute to the global sustainable food system development. Yeah, so everything will come to a point that we can share and we can develop from there. Yeah.
Absolutely. And thank you for mentioning that. We're grateful that Jeff, as you said, heads up the our subgroup on alternative proteins. Good to know you've made some really good connections the last few days. We encourage listeners in our network to, take up Jeff's invitation to look at the international farm animal welfare model, see if it's something that you can deliver in your country. So I'll just end by thanking Jeff once again for his time here, and thanks for your presence at both of our events, and best of luck with everything that's upcoming.
Thank you for all your work and the great team for making this happen. Thank you, and good luck.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. You can find everything you need to know about our work and connect with us at asiaforanimals.com. Tune in for the next episode. Asia for Animals Coalition, a united voice for Asia's animals.